There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please, waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying
hey,
to
hey,
for
hey,
a night.
Hey,
I got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roof starts to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's
like, hey,
for a night,
hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems, I'm gonna win the day. Wrong go to anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for
hey,
a night,
hey,
got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for
hey,
a night,
hey,
got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
shite,
hey, a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, there we go. Happy Saturday, everybody. He's Adam Hairhawk. I'm Drew Duffney right here on Solid State Radio, the Blarney Hour. How's everybody doing tonight?
I'm over here doing just peachy keen.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a great week. Rainy week, but how are we going to get those 40 shades of green in our yards if we don't have the rain? April showers bring May flowers.
Yep.
We're Monday. Monday is May Day coming up. Yeah, yeah. So lots of things going on, ladies and gentlemen. We got our interview coming up next weekend with Jerry O'Connor, the fiddle player for the Irish Rovers, and very accomplished fiddle player on his own for more than 40 years. Not just a fiddle player. He's an educator. He's a mentor. He has done so much in his career. And check out Jerry O'Connor Music. He's actually touring the U.S. here. He's got stops, and he's already been to Ohio. I think he's already been to Pennsylvania at this point. He's got North Carolina, South Carolina, Maine. He's just got a ton of stops.
What's his website?
JerryO'ConnorMusic.com. Yeah, so you can definitely check that out. And that's Jerry with a G. In Ireland, apparently, there's no other way to spell it, but here we just seem to get lazy and put a J in it for some reason.
And Connor is like C-O-N-N-O-R, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so we had a little bit of kerfuffle here last Sunday. You were off. You didn't come into church Sunday, I don't
know.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah. The old black rum got a hold on you, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah, Saturday night. But, you know, when I leave Saturday night, you do your Solid State Session show, and that has a tendency to get away from you. You're here for 3 hours,
yeah,
and you're
myself,
in studio.
Just playing
yeah.
music. I got a whole bunch of whiskey and beer to drink. And then I went over to Sean's.
Oh, boy.
Which, you know, that's how a lot of stories start and end. And then I went to Sean's. What happened after that? I don't remember.
Yeah.
And and let's keep that story away from you know who's on the line right now. Hang on a second.
Oh, geez. He must have heard us sinning. So, of course, the phone's going to ring. That's what he's listening in, I'm sure.
All right. Godspeed. Oh, hang on a second. Had him on mute. Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we tonight?
Well, Father, looks like I got an ace in the hand, or should I say I got one up on you?
Oh, geez, don't you know? What are you talking about? you guys can't be talking, but no.
Well, you know, Father, it's a natural thing. And ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna expose something here, but not in a bad way. It's not what you think when we're talking about a Catholic priest normally. So, Sunday, at the end of the sermon, Adam, I noticed you weren't there. I was walking in late as normal.
By the time when he says, go in peace, that's where you're walking in.
Well, and I didn't know this, but he had left his microphone on, and that is exactly what he was doing. Was he thought he was going in peace when really he was going in public.
That chili, you know, it was good chili, but my word, it took hold of me.
And you know, he didn't realize he still had his microphone on from service, and he had already said his goodbyes and said it to everybody, you can go in peace, and was walking out of the church and kind of scuffled into the bathroom. And you know, the porcelain toilet bowl works just like a trumpet for your butthole. I mean, it's like a megaphone for farts.
Oh, you know it. How embarrassing is that for me, a priest, for heaven's sake?
So I rushed into the bathroom because I could hear what was going on. You could hear it over the organ. The organist was having a hard time playing the closing hymn because all you could hear was... sounded like a big old bassoon. She didn't know what rhythm she was supposed to follow. Good Lord, Father. But anyhow, I rushed in there and grabbed the microphone off him and said... we're just going to play this off. And then I took the microphone and I went out and I announced that, you know, I apologize. I had took the mic off, Father, and was getting ready to put it with all the instruments and all the music and things like that, and realized I hadn't turned it off, and I went to the restroom.
Oh, you took one for the team.
Yeah. Well, I was just trying to be in good graces of the church.
Well, I do appreciate that.
Yeah, well, you're welcome, Father. And if you were anybody else besides, you know, the man of the cloth, I'd say you owe me one, but I'm pretty sure the roles are reversed. We might almost be even now.
No, we're not even close to even. For heaven's sakes.
Well, what else is going on, Father? What do you think all this weather and all this rain?
Well, you know, the rain is a little bit crazy. You know, I couldn't even mow the ditch. It's got water running through it. I was going to have my man go out and do it. And he said, for heaven's sakes, you got a submersible mower.
We'll have to get you some floaty wheels for the lawnmower.
That's what I'm thinking. Something like that, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I know my brother went to mow his ditch, and he got his tractor stuck in the ditch, so he had to go get a four-wheel drive vehicle to pull it out.
Oh, that tractor here won't do this ditch and tip over.
Yeah, yeah.
That wouldn't be no good, would it?
No. Instead of being a sign of the cross, it'd be more like a crescent.
I guess it would be. It would be a bad ordeal altogether.
Yeah, it'd be a full moon. You'd have Sister Mary out there not knowing what to do.
Yeah, Sister Mary wouldn't be out there.
Yeah.
days.
How's she doing anyhow?
Well, you know, she's doing all right. She was asking me the other day if I've talked to you in a while, and I said, well, gee, you know, I talk to him every Saturday. Well, she said, well, can you ask him about the brownies?
She wants us to make some more brownies. Well, we can work it out. We can get the good sister some brownies. In fact, we might even spruce them up a little bit. Might do like a 4th of July or an Independence Day cake or something for, you know, she's probably not a mother, so I guess we can't really do something for Mother's Day, but maybe for Memorial Day.
Well, that would be a nice act. I would appreciate you doing something like that for her. She's a very good woman, you know.
Yeah, well, other than that one time when she was in there painting and didn't have her clothes on.
That was you that was doing wrong, boy.
I wasn't doing wrong. I knocked on the door and because you had ordered some new blinds. And I had knocked on the door, and she said, who is it? Because it was her and Sister Ethel were in there.
Marguerite.
Oh, Sister Marguerite. Well, I knew she looked old. I thought it was Ethel. Yeah. And they was in there repainting the apartment, and they was painting in the nude because it was hot, and they don't have the air conditioning up there. And I had knocked on the door to install the blinds, to help them install the blinds like you asked me, and she said, who's there? And I said, the blind guy. And so they assumed that I couldn't see so they could answer the door in the nude. And in reality, I wasn't blind. I was there to hang the blinds.
Yeah, well, you hung yourself.
Yeah, that was the last time I think Sister Mary and I actually had a personal engagement like that.
I'm glad it is, and I don't hope you do it again.
Yeah, no. It wasn't intentional, trust me. I was embarrassed as she was.
Well, good. Hey, listen, I do have a project coming up you guys could work on for me.
Okay.
Well, the garden is getting ready to get the dirt turned over. You know, after Mother's Day, you can start planting.
We know exactly the plants we're going to put in there.
Yeah, I've got some purple sticky punge I want to put in there.
What is it? Oh, sticky what?
You'll love it. It's
aromatic.
Very aromatic.
Oh, for criminy cripe. Now I'm nervous.
Or we could plant some poppy flowers in there. You want some poppies?
Poppies? What's a poppy?
Well, not like what you hear out of Cuba. No. I'm talking about the flower.
Okay. All right. You had me worried again.
Yeah. No, you're thinking Big Poppy. That's what they reference them sugar daddies. Never mind, Father. It doesn't matter.
What? Do you remember you're talking to a priest?
Sometimes I forget. You mentioned Poppy. I think my mind went into the gutter. I'm sorry, Father.
For heaven's sakes. And me praying for your souls and more every day.
Well, that's okay. I'm just keeping you on the level with the church. You can't be playing the butt trumpet in front of the whole parish.
No, I can't believe you even said that to me.
Well, you were announcing it to the whole church. I was trying to help matters.
I do appreciate the fact you come in there and said, hey, Father, you're pooping in public.
I don't know what kind of toilets we got there, but they sure do amplify the sound.
I don't buy anything cheap for my church.
That's that Irish Catholic money for sure. Well, Father, we should probably leave you be for the night.
Yeah, I got to get back to my work here. I was writing out a sermon and just kind of going through some stuff and trying to figure a way that I could pray for you without God going, nope, not them two.
Yeah, well,
I figure if Jerry Springer can get into heaven, I think we got a shot.
Yeah, I heard that crazy man passed away. Oh, Jesus. I wonder where he's at.
Do you think when he got to the pearly gates, they're all chanting Jerry, Jerry?
Oh, I can't even believe you said that. Pearly gates. He could be swimming down the old river. What's it called?
Yeah, river the seventh Styx. Level of hell.
River Styx.
Yeah. The river of Styx.
The river Styx.
Oh. That's what it is on the way to hell?
Yep.
I've never heard that term. I missed that day of catechism.
Yeah. Imagine you'll miss catechism.
Well, there was a concert on the beach Saturday night, and I didn't want to miss it, Father.
What are you talking about?
The day I missed catechism. I'm sorry. I was thinking it was confession. All right, Father.
What?
We'll let you be for the night. We're getting you all worked up, and I don't want to do that.
All right, boys. You'll have a very nice night, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Good night, Father.
Good night, Father.
My father came here from his home in Ireland. He was quiet, but they said that he was wise. He and mother did their best, gave us a home and all the rest. But to talk to us, he never had the time. Sure, he'd say, pass the butter, or come here, young man, or keep quiet, or no, you can't have a dime. Until the day that I was leaving, when Dad finally found a reason for sharing his philosophy of life. He said, a monkey fart should smell like a banana. English fart should smell like cups of tea. The farting of a fairy should be very light and airy. When a father farts, I hope you'll think of me. An Irish fart should always lilt with laughter. It should melt your heart and melt your shorts as well. A lion's fart should roar with power. Cuckoos should fart every hour. A nun's fart should have meaning but no smell. A strong man's fart should sound out like a trumpet. A pretty girl's should barely even squeak. But the person you can trust is the one who'd rather bust than ever let one rip right on the street. Now from my old man, this really was an earful. I tried to understand just what he meant. His words were primitive but strong, so I wouldn't get them wrong. He was saying to be careful as I went. He was saying to be happy as I could be. He was saying, watch my step and as I pass. Beware who I looked up to and whatever else I might do. Know that most of what you get from folks is just escaping gas. He said, a monkey fart should smell like a banana. English fart should smell like cups of tea.
Sorry.
The farting of a fairy should be very light and airy. When a father farts, I hope you'll think of me. An Irish fart should always lilt with laughter. It should melt your heart and melt your shorts as well. A lion's fart should roar with power. Cuckoos should fart every hour. A nun's fart should have meaning but no smell. A strong man's fart should sound out like a trumpet. A pretty girl's should barely even squeak. But the person you can trust is the one who'd rather bust than ever let one rip right on the street.
And he came out paralytic. oh, oh, oh. VPN cider, ah, 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 what a hell of a mixture. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Cause this bus goes to the Dynaston Pally. Oh, 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 I'm looking for a lumber. Ah, 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 glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Of the Gorbals, ah, glory, hallelujah, cod liver oil and the orange juice. Oh, man, Mary, are you dancing? Oh, no, it's just that we are standing. Ah, glory, hallelujah, cod liver oil and the orange juice. Shows your chances. Ah, 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 glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Oh, man, Mary, can I run you home? Ho, 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 I've got a pair of sand shoes. Ah, 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 you're a hell of a funny. Cod liver oil and the orange juice.
Drinking war, 5, 6, 7, 8, beer and wine. drunk, we get awesome. And every maternal fornicator will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. So hoard her up around for you and me.
Right, welcome back, everybody, right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. He's Adam Herhuck. I am Drew Duffney, and we are whittling away. As I talked about at the top of the hour, we have next weekend, we've got the interview coming up with Jerry O'Connor for Jerry O'Connor Music. And
come to find out, his website is not. It's jerryoconnor.net. Yes.
jerryoconnormusic.net.
No, it's just jerryoconnor.net.
Is it? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, if you just look up Jerry O'Connor Fiddle, he is the only one. There is Jerry O'Connor banjo. Yeah, but you want Jerry O'Connor Fiddle. And would
screw
you see,
the banjo.
Yeah, when you see his pedigree, you're going to know who we're talking about.
Right.
Amazing, man. But yeah, that last one was some of our local here. That's some of our own. That was the one and only Stone Clover right here from Detroit, Michigan.
Yep.
And with We Don't Get Drunk, We Get Awesome. We're in here tonight. We're experimenting a little, you know, one of the old... all the sea shanties and all the Irish songs, if they're not talking about beer, whether it be Guinness or Harps or Smithwick's, whatever your, you know, the Murphy's Millennium Brew, whatever, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, that sort of stuff, they're usually talking about rum. And we have rum. We have got an arsenal of rum here donated by yours truly because, well, I don't have the bar anymore. I have a lot of liquor in my home, but I just don't entertain like I did when I was younger. So I just brought in every loose bottle that I had of rum and a few other additions. And so we tried, what did we try first? Yeah, we saw on the internet that if you drink, mix Busch Light with Captain Morgan spiced rum, that it tastes like chocolate milk.
And I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, I kind of taste like a little bit of a chocolate kind of flavor, but it didn't taste like milk.
Yeah, I gotta duck up the recipe and see if I can't find the
right.
The idea behind it.
Then we tried Irish cream. What was it bourbon? Ezra Brooks. Cream with
some homemade Kahlua.
Kahlua.
Homemade Kahlua. Yeah, it was a nice little drink.
But it was nice and creamy.
Yeah,
that was more chocolatey.
Yeah, so. But anyway, we've just been having a good time here tonight. We got the tongue lashing from Father John. And in the meantime, we talked about Father John and his bowel movement in the middle of the church. Now that the whole public and everybody knows, we don't get a lot of parishioners listening to the show. But
I don't think this is going to win them over either.
Yeah, in the middle, we did play the Cod Liver Oil and Orange Juice by the Merry Wallopers. And that's actually the piper for that band is the son of Jerry O'Connor.
Yeah.
So his whole family's very accomplished. So be sure and tune in again next weekend so that you can hear that interview. But don't think for a minute that we're that guy in the bar that doesn't like beer. And, most of you may not have heard it before because it's one of the Poxy Boggart songs that I don't think we've played on here. But we're coming up next with the Poxy Boggarts with the guy who doesn't like beer right here on the Blarney Hour.
Come gather, good people, and hear this strange tale of a man who was known in each county and vale. In a pub down in London called the White Horse's Tale sat the one man in England who didn't drink ale.
He's known in each tavern, both distant and near, that queer little fellow.
Of shame. Angus unchanged his name. No country will claim him, and then we can blame, for not drinking beer is his one claim to fame.
He's known in each tavern, both distant and near, that sober ne'er-do-well who doesn't like beer.
One day we conspired to drive him quite mad, so I pissed in his tankard where his water he had. I said it before him, saying, try this, my lad. He took a big sup and said, this one's not bad.
He's known in each tavern, both distant and near, that perplexing bastard who doesn't like beer.
Through song and through story, his prominence rose, till the queen saw the portrait of him in repose. He tried to impress her by wearing new clothes and a picture of drinking while haunting his doubts.
He's known in each tavern, both distant and near, that strange motherfucker who doesn't like lambics or lagers or bitters or box or pilsners or porters or meat sweet and clear, whether stouts or lullabies or ales brown or pale, that strange motherfucker.
Now there are those who like to think we'd be best without the drinking. No beer, ale, or frothy pints of porter. So let's hypothesize how it would change your life if everyone were only drinking water. There'd be no public houses, no bars to take our spouses, no party kegs or cans to celebrate, no deliriums or visions, regrettable decisions, no excuses to be coming home too late. So brothers, sisters, it's time to take a stand. You can fry my beer from my cold dead hand. Raise them up and drink them down. Yeah, raise them up and drink them down. There'd be no swinging from the rafters, no bleary morning after. We wouldn't challenge strangers to a fight. There'd be no singing around the fire with a drunken, boozy choir. We'd all be home and tucked up for the night. We'd have no wake to wake the dead. We couldn't wet the baby's head or toast the bachelor bride-to-be. We'd have no cheery pint to sup, watching Ireland lose the cup. We'd barely need to go and have a pee.
So brothers, sisters, it's time to take a stand. You can fry my beer from my cold dead hand. Raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down.
Yeah, raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down.
Every barmaid, every waiter, both sides of the equator, would be out of work and living on the dole. The wealth of every nation depends upon libations. Beer, it seems, is worth its weight in gold. Well, we've assessed the pros and cons, taught it both the rights and wrongs, the hellfire into which we could be hurled. Now get that pint into your face, you can save the human race.
You're drinking for the future of the world. So brothers, sisters, it's time to take a stand. You can fry my beer from my cold dead hand. Raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down.
Yeah, raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down.
Yeah, raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down.
Well, you can fry my beer from my cold dead hand.
France we get the brandy, from Martinique the rum. Sweet red Cabernet from Italy does come, but the fairest of them all, me boys, the one to beat the day, is made from apples of the mighty Saguenay. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grog or ale. One pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge. She's called the Dredna Cider, she's proper and she's fine. And when the day is over, sure I wish that she were mine. Or in the dark of winter, or on a summer's eve. Oh, one hand giveth and the other doth receive. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grog or ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge. So turn your sails over and bring her hard to port. Find that little star and fly straight into the north. The wild sun upon your back, the wind a blowing free. You're rolling up the river, boys, to old Chicoutimi. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grog or ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge. Have a Magners and pour it over ice. Or you can have a Strongbow if it's sadness that you like. Or join us up the river and we'll set your hearts aglow. And how you'll feel when the real cider starts to flow. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grog or ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grog or ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly
Rouge. All right, welcome back to Blarney Hour, everybody. I'm Drew Duffney. He's Adam Hairhuck. My goodness, what a show we got going on tonight. So much going on in the area, but the rain, I just cannot get over the rain. It's dripping everywhere. It's like I feel like we're going to have to build an ark here pretty quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
They built one of those. I think it's in Kentucky or something, isn't it? Have you seen the replica Noah's Ark?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't actually been there. I want to go check it
out. They followed all the schematics that's in the Bible. And
did they really?
Yeah.
At least they believe that. I mean, who wrote the Bible?
The survivors, I
guess. Yeah. Not the one who was on the cross. Yeah. Hopefully Father John's in bed.
That reminds me of, and I shouldn't go into this, but I'm doing it. I remember the old late great Sam Kinison had a bit on there. He had a lot of Jesus jokes and everybody just was so cringeworthy, but it's so funny because he's like, you know, he's always up on the cross, and everybody's like, it's a shame that he has to die. And Jesus is on the cross going, well, maybe I wouldn't have to. Somebody gets a ladder and a pair of pliers.
Oh, well, should we pay some bills here?
We should. We should absolutely pay some bills.
All right, we'll be back, folks.
The Sessions Concert Series is getting heavy. Come on out Saturday, May 6th, to Flint Local 432 in downtown Flint for Metal Night. Some metal bands from Michigan that you need in your life. Fate of Misery, Blood Rune Sigil, Never the Crash, and I just might have a surprise up my sleeve. Saturday, May 6th, Flint Local 432. It's a $5 cover and all ages welcome. And get your metal on. It's a Sessions Concert Series.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof of concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
When I asked Doug, the founder of Red Line Brewing Company, what he thinks sets him apart, what he prides himself on, without hesitation, he proudly said, "We only use Michigan-sourced ingredients from plow to pint, and folks, that says everything about the quality of drinks you have at Red Line Brewing."
Join the Mug Club, and you get a free birthday beer and a ton of other perks.
Red Line Brewing is located at 5470 Lapeer Road in Burton. Again, that's 5470 Lapeer Road, Burton. Stop in and have a cocktail. You will not be disappointed.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, "Trish, what is it? How do you see these things?" She said, "It's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it." And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nipissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
Stones Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present The Velocity of Autumn. Find out what happens when your 80-year-old mother barricades herself into an apartment with Molotov cocktails because she just doesn't want to go to a nursing home. This play opens on Friday, April 21st, closes on April 22nd, showtime 7:30. Tickets are available at stonesthrowtheater.org or at 810-660-7805. Stones Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom-blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
You call it alcoholism, I call it liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
I'm gonna fight him all. A seven nation army couldn't
right. My gosh. Welcome back, everybody. That about wraps us up right here on the Blarney Hour.
You got a little heavy towards the end there, didn't you?
I did. And that is a precursor because now next weekend we're going to be having our interview with Jerry O'Connor.
Yep.
But the following weekend.
You did this last year,
by
too.
By popular demand, we're going to do an Irish metal Mother's Day weekend. So strap in to your electric chair, and we are going to go cold steel, black hard. We're going to bring out music from Tredania. We're going to bring out all the darkest Irish metal music that you can imagine,
yep,
and still stay reasonably politically correct. I know that this is an adult show and we go out on the edge sometimes, but I'm not about, you know, pulling out music that's talking about suicide and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We still need to, you know, we still got to be somewhat responsible. But yeah, you know, our Mother's Day metalheads kind of look forward to this every year. So I guess it's going to be an annual thing.
There you go.
What do you got coming up on sessions, Adam?
I don't have the list in front of me, but I've got the brand new one from Blood Rune Sigil. You can't get your hands on that until next week, but they let's just say I got a hold of an advanced copy. They're going to be part of the Sessions concert series coming up next week. And I don't have my list in front of me. That's going to be at Flint Local 432, an all-ages show.
I didn't even know that was still open.
Oh, yeah. It's moved to a really nice place. They got a big stage, nice light show.
How old were you when you first played the Flint 432?
20, 19, something like that.
So almost 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That place has been around. Joel Rash, is he still in the circuit?
Yep, he's still there. I mean, he's got a team behind him.
I feel like he's older than us.
He is. He is a little older than us, but
he rode a bike all of his life, so he's not limping.
Oh, no. No, he's in great shape.
Yeah.
In great shape, and a lot of good stories, and just a good guy to have in the room. He really is. He's got a team behind him now because they also get grants from the state of Michigan for the arts and stuff like that. So,
that works out.
Yeah.
And that probably, you know, gives him a little more leeway. So, I mean, instead of running a shoestring budget and trying to schedule everything all himself.
Remember the old stage that was on milk crates?
Oh, yeah.
They don't have that anymore.
Really?
No.
Nice.
And they also do like a theater.
Okay.
Theater place where like the local thespians. So thespians, not... No.
I was going to say, I'm like, LGBTQI. Is that what the T means? No, I thought the T was trans. I didn't know it was thespians.
Yeah, no.
So it'd be LGBTQ.
Yeah, I'm just going to have...
Yeah. That's too many letters. Like, how are you even going to get me into this? Is that the Sessions intro music I hear playing?
Yeah, it will be here in just a little bit. We're going to take a commercial break. Come back with 3 hours of nothing but Michigan-made music. Stick around.
Good night, everybody.